Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pryor. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues this week will face one of their toughest calls in years, whether to raise interest rates again to fight high inflation or to take a timeout amid the worst banking crisis since 2008. Fed officials' two-day meeting concludes tomorrow. President Biden issued his first veto of his presidency yesterday in an early sign of shifting White House relations with the new Republican-led Congress. The bill would have prevented his administration from making investments based on environmental, social, and governance considerations.
I just signed this veto because legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it.
Trump Tower and the Manhattan Criminal Court are currently surrounded by barricades.
The barricading comes as New York City is prepping for former President Trump's potential arrest. He could be indicted by a grand jury investigating the documentation of hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. Officials say NYPD officers will be posted in several high-profile areas, and all cops are told to be in uniform today and be ready to move when needed. I'm Skip Kelly.
Schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District in Southern California, the second largest in the United States, will close for 3 days starting today because of a strike by teachers and other staff. The Service Employees International Union serves about 600,000 students in kindergarten through 12th grade at more than 1,000 schools. The union says they have shut down the schools because of unfair practices. Earth is set for a view of a lifetime as five planets of the solar system will align. It's going to happen 1 week from today at sunset. This is USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
1963, Alcatraz Prison in San Francisco Bay closes down and transfers its last prisoners. At its peak of use in the 1950s, the Rock, or America's Devil Island, housed over 200 inmates at the maximum security facility. Alcatraz remains an icon of American prisons for its harsh conditions and record for being inescapable. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida was heading to Kyiv this morning for talks with Ukrainian President Zelensky. That just so happens to coincide with the Chinese leader's visit to Moscow. Kishida's people say he will show respect to the courage and the patience of the Ukrainian people who are standing up to defend their homeland under President Zelensky's leadership. California may become a leader in lithium battery production if Governor Newsom gets his way.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is touting a region in his state now called Lithium Valley, which surrounds the Salton Sea. The area in Imperial County was an agricultural wasteland that is now being transformed into a significant source for lithium battery production.
We made the point years ago that we want to dominate in this transition. We see this as one of the greatest economic opportunities of our lifetime, and we want California to dominate in this space.
Newsom also saying the lithium production will not damage the already fragile area around the Salton Sea, and the industry will help the community. I'm John Schaefer.
Today is National Rosie the Riveter Day. If you don't know her, look her up. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, sometimes it does feel like a game of whack-a-mole, right? Right when you think that you're gaining ground, starting to get this country on track, you realize that we have a relentless foe that is doing everything they can to disassemble our constitutional republic. I mean, that ought to be clear. Can you not see it? Certainly, we've got, upwards of 60% plus of the body politic agreeing that the country is on the wrong track. Well, we need to get together and get unified, which would be quite shocking to the ruling elites. They like it when we are, you know, disunited in anything but the United States of America. Because when we are the United States of America, we are strong. And we'll get this country back on track, but we got to get away from the political influence and the power elites that have taken over this government and that are wrecking our lives. I mean, you've got socialism rising, and with Bernie Sanders leading the charge is what Selwyn Dukes writes in The New American. Well, and did Biden make political points, I ask you, with Sanders and Elizabeth Warren over the latest bank bailouts? Good news for the ruling elites, bad news for we the people, because we know, or we should know, what's next. Selwyn Duke, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi there, Bill. Great to be with you again. How are you?
Well, I'm doing terrific, all things considered, because I'm not about to let these elites in the deep state drag me down. I have faith in the American people, Selwyn, as you do, that we can come together. You know, I don't know how many more times we have to defy gravity and fall off the roof and realize, you know, that there are certain things that are absolute. And we are defying absolute all in the name of theory, whether it's the critical race theory, whether it's climate, I mean, go on down, whether it's the Joe Biden theory of economics that is just crushing us.
Right, right. Well, there's no question about it. And as for the topic today, and we also have a problem because you see younger people, especially more and more, Bill, they're embracing socialism. And you mentioned Bernie Sanders. The reason why I cited him in my recent article is that he just wrote a book titled It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism. And, of course, in this book, he's slamming capitalism. And the problem is that, as I said, socialism is gaining great currency, especially with the young. I mean, consider this. We've had polls indicating this. In 2019, Bill, there was a report by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. You know what it found? It found that more than 70% of millennials said they were likely to vote for a socialist for president. More than 70%. Mm-hmm. And right. That's very, very troubling. And what's happened here with Bernie Sanders and Sandy Cortez of Westchester and so many others is that they're trying to rebrand socialism. Now they're calling it democratic socialism. Mm-hmm. Now, in my article, I cited this fellow, actually in another article I wrote, I'm sorry, from Occidental College, a professor, Peter Dreyer. He said, under democratic socialism, well, we believe that industry, that business should stay in private hands. We just want the government to intervene and make sure that people do, quote, the right thing. Now, I said when I heard this, well, that's really something, because that's not a tenet of socialism. Socialism really subscribes to the idea of the government ownership of the means of production. And you have to think that a lot of these people, Bill, are trying to put one over on us. You know, that's what they claim. But the truth is what's going to happen ultimately if you have their vision foisted upon America even more? Well, it's going to devolve into a situation where the government will be taking over industry for a very simple reason. When you have this kind of intervention in the economy, it tends to ruin business, and then business falters, and then the government can step in and take over playing the white knight. One little example. Democratic socialists love rent control, right? What happens when you have rent control? Well, you have landlords not making a sufficient profit. Then they don't want to keep up their properties. They become dilapidated. Then one of two things will happen. Either people will complain, and the government can use that as a pretext to step in and institute even more regulation, seize more control. Or as the government does that, the landlords will go under, and then the government has to take over anyway. And that can be replicated across all the different industries. And I think ultimately that's what would happen. So it's very,
well,
very dangerous.
Actually, it's what's been happening, Selwyn. I mean, this formula has been something that the Democrats, they are 10-degree black belts in this formula. They have perfected it to an art. And the American people, and of course, I blame the legacy media because they're not reporting on this. I mean, look, you're talking about, you and I are talking about this morning, how many times will the American people hear this story and this plan, you know, throughout the day, the week, or the coming months? I mean, it will be a minimal amount of reporting, you know, outside of this radio show that brings this to light. That this is exactly, just like the banking, you know, we're going to talk about this banking fiasco and bailout. This is, you know, in large part, has been created by the government.
Right, right.
To come to a predicted end that they have determined.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. I mean, I understand that what's going on right now might have a somewhat different genesis. But if you look at, for instance, the 2008 financial crisis, Bill, what happened there? Well, you had these big investment houses that had made ridiculous investments and started going under. But the thing you have to ask is, well, some of these investment houses had been around for more than a century. How is it that they had suddenly forgotten how to assess risk? Well, no, they hadn't. What happened was this. You go back to the 1990s under Bill Clinton. There were a number of bailouts that, had foreign names attached to them. I don't know if it was the Russian bailout or whatever they called many of them, but that was deceptive. What they actually were bailouts of big investment houses that had made bad investments and were going under. Now, the problem with that was, as the saying goes, Bill, the result of shielding men from the effects of folly is to fill the world with fools. When the government bailed out these institutions, they got the message, hey, we can roll the dice, we can take a lot of risk, make some very, very high-risk investments, and if they pay off, hey, we make it big. If they don't pay off, then you know what? The taxpayer is going to be there to bail us out. And that's what happens when you socialize losses and capitalize profits. And that, of course, has been plaguing us ever since. And like I said, what's going on right now might have a slightly different genesis. But yes, absolutely. And Bill, let me say one other thing. You know, I was talking about how socialism is gaining currency. Remember, most of these young people who are supporting it, they can't even define the term. But if you look at polling, they don't like capitalism. It has a very negative connotation to them. And this is why I've been telling conservatives for ages, stop using the word capitalism. Now, a lot of people don't like the way that sounds. But here's why I say it. Why was capitalism originally applied to political and economic systems, the term? It was applied originally by socialists who were using it as a pejorative, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's another example of us using an example of the lexicon of the left. Remember, the word capital means money. So capitalism could be conceptualized as moneyism. Socialists used it, applied it to demonize economic freedom. And economic freedom is exactly the term we should be using. We should control the language of the debate.
Got to go to break. More from Selwyn Duke after this. Stay with us.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Zero emissions goals are driving automakers and consumers to accelerate the shift to electric vehicles, EV. But roadblocks still exist to allow for their transition. Recent data from the IBM Institute for Business Value found that 50% of surveyed customers are considering getting an EV in the next 3 years. However, only 13% of industry executives anticipate that their countries will be ready to support the EV fleet by 2030. Key factors such as public charge point availability, reliability, EV and energy costs, and network connectivity are impacting EV adoption. Moreover, none of the executives surveyed believed that standard cars will be sold after 2040. Jonathan Wright, Global Managing Partner, IBM Consulting.
Our survey shows that a significant transition is going to happen by 2040, but it will require a sustainable power grid that can meet and exceed the expected demands. It'll take an ecosystem of companies across industries, governments, and other stakeholders for EV to really take hold. So, the time for action is absolutely now.
To learn more, visit IBM.com/sustainable-mobility. Sponsored by IBM.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Selwyn Duke. The writer for the New American, the Hill Observer, the American Conservative, there's that word, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print and online publications, and it's always good to have his insight here. Selwyn, as you were saying earlier, we were talking offline, that to define the terms, or in this case words, is to win the argument or the debate. And this is what the left has been able to do quite effectively, you know, supported by social media, supported by legacy media. This is a planned attack and an art of war that has been perfected over the years. This isn't something that's just brand new, right?
No, you're correct. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, as I've said, the side that defines the vocabulary of a debate wins the debate. That's the theme of the old book, The Tyranny of Words. And what's been happening for ages now is that the left has been defining the vocabulary of the debate. What typically happens, Bill, is this. Some academic on a college campus somewhere will come up with some new term or will co-opt a term, right? That's buttressing the left-wing agenda. Then that's seized upon.
You see, I always thought that... I'm sorry. I just interrupted you for just a second. I always thought those things, those ideas came up in the coffee rooms in academia. You know, a couple of the like-minded people, they're siloed together and they just start throwing words about. And, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, because they've got these Ivy League degrees, it means something, right?
Right. Well, absolutely. And then, of course, the media disseminate that term and normalize it. And then what happens is that even conservatives embrace it because it's something that happens very organically, very naturally. Here's another example on a different issue. Transgenderism, okay, or transgender. There's no such thing. No one is transgender because people don't have gender. Words do, if you look at the original meanings, and you can't switch sexes. That's why I call this phenomenon the must. Made up sexual status agenda. But that's just one example. And of course, it's the same thing here with capitalism. As I said before the break, capitalism was originally applied to economic and political systems by socialists for the purposes of demonizing the other side. And we shouldn't be using their terminology. We're not going to win the debate if we do that. And by the way, we can get back to these democratic socialists who claim that no, they don't want government controlling the means of production. They just want government to make sure everyone does the right thing. Well, that's a good way to muck up the economy, as we said before the break. And you know, a good way to conceptualize economic freedom, Bill, it's this. Okay, who do you want to have controlling the economy, economic decisions? Well, you really have two choices here. It could be the government or what I believe Adam Smith called the invisible hand of the market. Well, what is the market? Think about it.
Okay? Amen.
Winston Churchill called democracy the worst system in the world except for all the rest. Well, economic freedom is democracy as applied to economics. Why? Because the market, which comprises all the people, determines what products and services are going to prevail with their votes. And when I say their votes, I mean their purchasing decisions, billions of which they make every single day. So it's democracy as applied to economics. Do you want that democratic system, or do you want some little oligarchy of pseudo-elites controlling things from the very top? Socialism is the latter, and it's very, very destructive because no one knows enough to orchestrate the economy properly. Thomas Sowell has pointed that out. He said, listen, all of us have expertise only in a very narrow field of endeavor. No one knows enough to orchestrate an economy. I mean, stop me if I'm going on too long, Bill, but just take supermarkets, okay? Well, in the average supermarket, you have 15,000 items from the world over. You know how complex it is to determine that inventory, how much of each product you should stock, which products you should discontinue, so on and so forth? No bureaucrat from Washington could orchestrate that. And not just one little supermarket out of thousands. And all of them are just one particular business. Now think about all the thousands of different kinds of businesses you have in America. No, you don't want the government starting to orchestrate things.
Well, look at where the government does orchestrate. Name a success for me, Selwyn. I mean, because even, I mean, we used to always say, well, you know, we always got the military. The military's done great. The military hasn't won a war in 50 years. It is such a hot mess right now. They're more concerned. I mean, when you've got the Joint Chief of Staff leader, Milley, saying the worst thing that we can deal with right now is climate, you're going, what? Right?
Yeah.
Talk about being off point. This is, to your point, this is what happens when you ignore the cumulative intelligence of, what are we up to, 340, 350 million people? I mean, look what happened with COVID. It had to be orchestrated by a distinct number of people led by Dr. Fauci and the WHO, and so disgustingly, after all that we've gone through, then Joe Biden's answer is, the WHO did such a great job, we are going to surrender our sovereignty to the WHO going forward with any pandemic. And the nature, again, you talk about hijacking words, anything can be perceived as a pandemic. So that means the WHO will come in. We will not have, you know, any kind of local appeal. It will come on. I mean, we become the EU in a sense. I mean, I kind of laugh about it because it's so absurd. But when you've got so many young kids that have been indoctrinated to think that this is even viable, that it even makes sense, it is unintelligent on its face if you give it any kind of serious consideration. Am I overstating that?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And you have to say, well, why does government do so many stupid things? Is everyone in government just a moron? No, the problem is they're doing things based on political self-interest. And as Milton Friedman, the late great economist, put it once when he was debating Phil Donahue, he said, why would you assume that political self-interest is somehow more noble than economic self-interest? That's a ridiculous idea. And no one, Bill, is saying here that we can't have or shouldn't have government. We're not anarchists. But what do? Mm-hmm. We're supposed to apply the principle of subsidiarity. Now, what does that dictate? That dictates that if a task in society needs to be performed, it should be devolved to the lowest possible level. That means the smallest unit of society that can perform the given task should be the one to do so. In other words, if it's something the family can accomplish, you don't have a larger entity do it. If the family can't handle
exactly.
it, then you go up to a community organization or a church, so on and so forth. You don't go right to the federal government, okay? And if you apply that, then you'll have the best possible system. And really, Bill, that's what our Constitution dictates, isn't it?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what it says. And our government, I mean, you line up the Constitution with our current government right now, and you go, they've obliterated it. They're coloring outside the lines at our expense.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, now we're really, really getting into deeper issues. But that comes down to moral matters, because as John Adams, our second president, said in 1798, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people.
Exactly.
It's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. If we keep on deteriorating morally, we're going to see more and more of this, because people lacking in virtue are not honorable. They're not principled.
Right.
And therefore, they're not going to be adhering to the Constitution, because to do that, you have to adhere to a set of principles. You have to be willing to adhere to law. And the relativists who abound today, and pseudo-elites are relativists almost one and all, they don't believe there are any absolutes. They just think it's, hey, my will be done. To heck with
yes,
God's
exactly.
will. That's their attitude, right?
Right, right. And this is why the faith of America and American people must rally and must come forth to save this country. Because at the very beginning of this great American idea, it was people of faith that came together, inspired by God, I believe, you know, from the pilgrims all the way through our founding fathers to this current day. It has been the people of faith that have generated this exceptionalism and the great things that we can look back upon with pride on America. It's the other things that are causing all kinds of problems. I agree 100%. Selwyn Duke, he's a writer for the New American.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
USA News Update. President Biden issued his first veto of his presidency yesterday in an early sign of shifting White House relations with the new Republican-led Congress. The bill would have prevented his administration from making investments based on environmental, social, and governance considerations.
I just signed this veto because legislation passed by the Congress would put at risk the retirement savings of individuals across the country. They couldn't take into consideration investments that wouldn't be impacted by climate, impacted by overpaying executives, and that's why I decided to veto it.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and his colleagues this week will face one of their toughest calls in years, whether to raise interest rates again to fight high inflation or to take a timeout amid the worst banking crisis since 2008. Fed officials' two-day meeting concludes tomorrow. Lance Pride, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got James Harrison, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, and media analyst. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, we're doing well. We're in the middle of the storm, but we're doing well.
Yeah. Well, you know, and for you as a law professor, I mean, these last several years, you know, has been quite the study of our government, the things were being done. I remember Hillary Clinton during one debate claiming that we weren't some third world country that would attack its political opposition. But I think she was quite prescient. Maybe she was sending a warning to everybody to get prepared because the new sheriffs in town were taking over and this is exactly what they were going to do. Case in point, what everybody's been talking about this weekend is this Trump indictment and arrest. I mean, Adam Schiff is behind him, you know, is beside himself. He just can't wait to see Donald Trump in handcuffs.
Well, that's been the goal. But it's really, you know, you mentioned about the third world. I mean, one of the attributes of a banana republic is when they weaponize their rule of law and their judicial system and use it to immediately try to imprison the opposition even after he's out. And you can see that the country of Brazil, who's been taken over essentially by a communist, there's allegations of tampering in the election, and the previous president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, is being prosecuted, and they're attempting to put him in prison when the current president of Brazil used to be in prison for legitimate charges and managed to manipulate the Supreme Court of Brazil so that they changed the law to allow him to run. So similarly, the United States is demonstrating our transformation into a banana republic, and we're doing it right now by something that's never happened in American history, and that is to persecute, using criminal justice, a former sitting president. And here's the irony of this, is that the prosecutor, this guy named, appropriately named Bragg, is one of these so-called Soros prosecutors. In other words, he's been placed into office through financing from entities related to George Soros, much like Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, St. Louis, places across this country. And this guy specializes in not prosecuting, in taking felonies and turning them into misdemeanors. So what is he doing now? Because it's political, because it's Trump, who he despises, and by the way, it's demonstrated on social media by his wife that she's constantly posting obscene and racist, and is a Trump derangement syndrome person and necessary of deep therapy. But this guy, instead of doing what Soros prosecutors do and what he's done in New York, he lets people who commit serious felonies that hurt, maim, and murder, they let them out of prison. He fails to prosecute all kinds of people for misdemeanors, such as petty thefts. New York, is people are leaving in droves because it's unsafe, much like they are everywhere that Soros has destroyed the criminal justice system. So this same guy has come up with a convoluted, twisted legal theory, and there's so many obstacles. Any judge of integrity, and I say, and this is to what the law should be, would throw that case out of court. There's no way it would survive a motion to dismiss, but we live in weird times where we have judges who ignore the rule of law. The state of New York has, and particularly the city, Manhattan, has populations that detest Donald Trump. And so in theory, if it ever got in front of a jury, the jury wouldn't be a jury of Donald Trump's peers,
any more than if it was a D.C. Same thing. It's so prejudiced against him. Right.
I think it's even worse in D.C. But in any case, the statute of limitations is expired. Prosecutorial discretion would mandate that a D.A. worth his salt would never bring these charges. By the way, the charges are that a bookkeeping mistake was done to cover up a crime. And that's how they get a bookkeeping error or an intentional bookkeeping error. You know, fraudulent bookkeeping would be a misdemeanor in New York, but they're conflating it into a felony in a way that's faulty. Because what they're saying is they're alleging that the defendant in this case used their bookkeeping to cover up, get this, a campaign finance violation. Oh, in a federal election, meaning that the cover-up would be of a federal crime. This is a state, a local prosecutor. This is a municipal prosecutor, has no jurisdiction over the alleged crime. There's some statute in New York that they're using and misinterpreting to turn a misdemeanor into a felony. There are other statutes that they're torturing to claim that the statute of limitations hasn't been violated, which it has. It's a seven-year-old incident. And for someone, I'm an entertainment lawyer. I work in Hollywood. What this case is about is so-called hush money paid to Stormy Daniels. Well, I live in Hollywood. Hush money is a normal business expense. It's been going on for decades. They covered up that Rock Hudson's, they covered up his sexual proclivity. There's many other actors that had things in the, allegedly that would hurt their reputations. They were under contract to studios. The studios protected them any way they could through all kinds of means, and one of them was a payment of money. And it didn't mean that the underlying allegation was true. Doesn't have to be true. This kind of money is often paid for allegations that are false. And when somebody, a famous adult film star, makes allegations against a public figure, and by the way, this is long before, you know, he wrote The Escalator and became a national figure in politics, but he still was a public figure. He had a hit television show. So so it does not mean, as they're trying to suggest, and they have been suggesting, that this somehow means that, oh, Donald Trump had an affair. Maybe, maybe not. But it doesn't relate to the underlying crime that he's supposedly being prosecuted for. You know who spoke out and said, a legal analysis, a lawyer said that, gosh, this is a weak case. Michael Avenatti. Michael Avenatti, who's in prison, who was Stormy Daniels' lawyer, he said, oh, man, this is a dumb case to bring because the evidence is going to come out and hurt the enemies of Donald Trump. And then, of course, there's the political analysis. And the political analysis, people like Dick Morris, actually, people on the left are freaking out about this because they know... you know, what they were trying to do is hide Donald Trump. Don't let him on television. Don't even let him on Fox News. Don't let him on anything. And don't cover his rallies. And let's hope that people forget about him. So what does this do?
They bring him back to life. I'll tell you what, James, we'll pick it up from there on the other side of the break. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know, I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, Bill Martinez, along with James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, legal analyst, and professor of law. We were just talking about, how the left has kind of trumped themselves, so to speak, in this whole situation, for wanting to keep Donald Trump's name out of the news. They've never appreciated the juggernaut that Donald Trump is when it comes to notoriety and attention.
Sure, and he brought it to the attention of the media. It was Donald Trump through his post in his own social media site, Truth Social. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he brought it out. So he knows just the threat of Donald Trump being indicted made him rise in the polls. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was interesting. Elon Musk, very intelligent guy, tweeted out, he said, when the rumors came out that Trump was going to be indicted, Elon Musk says, this means he'll win the presidential election in a landslide. I mean, and I think Musk is right. I do think that by persecuting this man who everyone knows has been persecuted ever since he announced that he was going to run. He lived, as he says, a comfortable life. There was no reason for him to do this other than to serve America. And he has been persecuted. The Robert Mueller special prosecutor, the two impeachments, just ridiculous. And then it's absolutely amazing that this thing, American people turn on their TV and they see people like Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi saying this phrase, no person is above the law. What? Right. Wait a minute. You guys have committed crimes, you know, and then if Hillary Clinton says it, wow, you know,
yeah,
Hillary Clinton
exactly.
wants this guy to be indicted for covering up a campaign violation, for covering something up, Hillary Clinton.
Yes, exactly.
It's just amazing.
It's absurd. It really is. But James, hang on just a second. Yeah. But to your point here, I go along with you. But the thing is that, people have been scratching their heads ever since Joe Biden was announced the winner of the 2020 elections. You know, I mean, you've got over 60% of the country in agreement right now going, there's something not according to Hoyle here. But maybe it all had to happen this way, James, because now after they go through all this exercise, And people see the ruse for what it is, finally. I mean, regardless of how you want to feel about Trump, it's like what you like about Trump is energy independence. You like a secure border. You like Abrahamic accords about ready to bust loose in the Middle East where there would truly be peace among some Arab nations in Israel. You like Putin under control. You like President Xi and the influence of that China has had overriding in this country. You've got the exposure of the deep state and the criminality, I would dare say, and the corruption within all the three-letter agencies of our government. I mean, can you imagine Trump gets reelected or gets elected? I don't know if you can call it a re-election, but anyway, he gets elected and he comes in with all this knowledge and mandate by the American people to clean up this government. Lord have mercy on what will happen with the deep state and all this corruption.
Well, that's the whole thing. That's why they're pulling out all the stops to take Donald Trump off the playing board. But the fact is, when they demonize him and they weaponize the criminal justice system this way, they ensure that he will be the nominee. You know, there's obviously various groups of Republican donors that are seeking another nominee other than Donald Trump. Their plans will be ruined. Ron DeSantis will not have a hope of getting a nomination if this goes through. And so, the first thing is, of course, the primaries. And then, of course, in the general, Joe Biden, I mean, unless the mechanisms are in place, unless we have another virus, unless we have mail-in ballots, unless Dr. Fauci comes back, unless they have a whole new scheme, for 2024, I don't think they'll be able to stop the American people from putting Donald Trump back in. What does Biden have to run on? He has,
right.
Banks, borders, World War III, which is a, another thing they seem to be pushing us into as the days go by. I saw a headline today that the head of the CCP, the head of Communist China, Xi Jinping, is seeking peace. And that goes against the Biden regime, which is seeking war. Now, that's upside down. That is upside down. America is known, or as Ronald Reagan always stood for, peace through strength.
Strength.
And what we have now is war through weakness, failing banks, no borders. There is no one, even the weakest politician on the playing board, should be able to defeat the Democrat Party, because anyone that's awake simply detests them and sees them as something that needs to be fired.
But James, more importantly in all this, we have got to protect the integrity of the electoral process. The Democrats revealed to us to what degree they're willing to go to lie, cheat, steal, fill the boxes with all these illegal votes. They don't care. They don't care. They only care about power and control. And just because we've caught them and they may have checkmated themselves, that's not going to stop, their efforts. They are relentless.
No, there's not. Well, look, we saw so many problems and anomalies happen before our eyes in the 2020 election, and then even worse, in the last election in Arizona. The stuff that's coming out is simply unbelievable. I mean, it's the case that Carrie Lake has is ironclad. That was a manipulated election. That there were so many improprieties. That election needs to be redone. But we're told that things we see before our eyes are not true. As a matter of fact, MSNBC and CNN calls anyone who questions the election of 2020 that they're engaging in the, quote, big lie, close quote, or an election denier. And the fact is, virtually no one in the country believes that Joe Biden, who ran from a basement, who didn't draw anyone to his rallies, and even after he was in office, got a tiny amount of people to tune into his speeches, that somehow he got this incredibly mammoth 81 million votes. Please. And those are legitimate votes. It's like, and then, of course, all of the mathematical anomalies, Fulton County shutting down and claiming to have a polling problem, which turned out to be a lie, and six jurisdictions all shutting down at the very same time, like it was coordinated. Nobody looked into it in real legitimacy, and now we know why. Because our investigators at the federal level didn't want to look into it, because they're not looking into anything that will, which doesn't prop up their masters in the Democrat Party. Yeah. And so
their big lie, their bigger lie. And really, that's what it is. You got the big lie and you got the bigger lie, that they're promoting and protecting. You're exactly right. The other thing, James, that I look at is that for Joe Biden to get 80 million votes, there should have been a runaway mandate for the Democratic Party. That didn't happen. It was a 50-50 senatorial split, and there were only, five chairs difference in the House with that kind of voting.
Absolutely.
That's unheard of. But no, we can't look at those anomalies, which, this is what statisticians do. They have studied this for years and years, and, they know better. But even they can't participate in the conversation because they're being shouted down by the left because they want to cover this big lie that they've perpetrated on the American people. I like what John Kennedy said, out of Louisiana, the senator there. He said, even in the animal kingdom, they do not pick the weakest animal to lead.
Yeah, I mean, it's very obvious. Biden and Fetterman don't win legitimate elections. They just don't. And so, but that being said, we also live in a time where people are censored and certain topics cannot be discussed. This happens to be one of them. The discussion about mask mandates, lockdowns, and effectiveness of vaccines is another. And then if anybody that questions climate change, we can go on and on. There's a long list.
Well, unfortunately, on this show, we're dedicated to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, James Herson. And we got to leave it there. But, of course, as always, our conversations to be continued. He is the best-selling author, media, and legal analyst, James Herson. Thank you, James. God bless.
All right. Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks Apps I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence.